You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
And once a week, we got a chance to talk a little sports with Mark Ibanez from Channel 2. It's The Sporting Life. And Mark, welcome back in. You tell me it was kind of a busy day yesterday around the sports desk.
Oh, man. I'm telling you what, in the last, I don't know, decade or so, the NFL draft has turned into quite an extravaganza. It's like a phenomenon. It's like an off-season Super Bowl or something, you know, and everybody was all psyched up about it because the 49ers, for the first time in a long time, were going to draft a quarterback because they basically traded the farm, Barry, to move up to number three. And they wouldn't tell anybody who they were going to pick, naturally. Wanted to keep the suspense going. And they wound up picking somebody that most of the experts, like I, you know, for my job, I have to follow this stuff real carefully. And you hear everybody's opinions and so on and so forth. And nobody, I didn't hear any expert, too many experts nailing it. You know what I mean?
So I think Axios Sports said something like 20% of the people predicting to them in their circle got it right.
Yeah. So the new kid is going to be Trey Lance. Mm-hmm. You ever hear of him, Barry?
Nope.
Yeah.
I don't follow North Dakota football that closely.
So. you got to get into it. You're always telling me to follow Champions League soccer. Yeah. You got to follow North Dakota State football. No, but, it's one of those things. Here's the bottom line, Barry. Everybody always gets excited about the draft and all these new players and such. But the truth is, nobody really knows for 3 or 4 years, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not going to know if this guy's a bonus or a bust for, you know, at least 2 or 3 years. So, we'll see. But he's got all the physical capabilities, and the 49ers are really high on him. And he seems like a good kid. He's only 20 years old. And you think about that feeling of, putting the keys to your franchise in the hands of a 20-year-old, you know, it's always one of those things where you have a little bit of trepidation. But I just think the whole draft thing. Did you watch any of it, Barry?
No, that's not my jam.
Yeah. Well, doggone it. Like I say, you're always trying to convince me to watch soccer.
I'm trying to convince you to watch an actual game, not just a bunch of people sitting around talking about a game.
You got me there. Yeah. But what I'm talking about is just all the pomp and circumstance, mm-hmm. and the lights and the flashes and the rock and roll band playing before. I mean, when I first started covering sports, you know, in the late 70s, it was just kind of like going to the DMV and getting your driver's license. You know, the 49ers pick this guy.
Right.
The Rams pick this guy.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
It's like, you know, and now it's flash and dash and lights. And, you know, you got everybody's got a Zoom camera in their house. And that's what I really like, is seeing the reaction of all the families, because, you know, this is their life,
yeah,
you know, that this
true.
Is what these kids have, you know, worked. And in many cases, this is like winning the lottery. Their family is going to get out of some hardships, and you can just see the excitement. And, you know, there's a flip side to that where all of a sudden you got friends you never knew. It's just like winning the lottery. But it's kind of cool when you have some real great stories. Like, I don't know if you know the story of Najee Harris. He grew up playing football in Antioch and was raised by his mom. And for some time they were homeless and they were living out of a car and different hotel room. And he kept on a good path. And he was the first running back taken last night by the Pittsburgh Steelers in the whole draft. And And, you know, all of a sudden he's going to be able to turn around the fortunes of not only his family, but many others, because he's one of these guys who's just intent on giving back and you know, not going out and buying himself a Mercedes. He's putting his money into the community, and it's just a really, really cool story when something like that happens, because he's so aware of how he grew up and wants to help other families avoid that same plight, you know. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So there you have it. It's happened. I wonder if the interest in the draft sort of parallels the growth of fantasy football leagues and maybe video games too, because don't you think people are more familiar with individual players today than they would have been in a previous generation?
Oh, yeah. I think that has a lot to do with it. And I think, you know, the advent of the fantasy leagues, for mm-hmm, one, mm-hmm. but also the legalization of gambling,
yep.
you know, all yep. over the country. I mean, I was reading some just mind-boggling statistics about how much money was made by these states off sports gambling just in the past few months, you know, in the states where it's legal. And some guy was on the radio the other day pontificating about how California's got to get on board and mm-hmm. how it can supplement you know, the educational system and this, that, and the other thing. But obviously there's a lot of, it's not that simple. There's a lot of red tape that, you know, there's a lot of factions working against it, you know, and Indian casinos are not thrilled with the idea of all of a sudden sports gambling becoming legal and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's just, it's a little more complicated than people let on, but I will say this, the interest level in sports, despite the fact that, you know, people keep saying, well, the ratings are down, you know, people are sick of athletes politicizing things. Well, that may be true, but, you know, with streaming and all these other, you can get it off your phone and all that, maybe people aren't watching the, like, the standard network broadcasts of the game, mm-hmm. but believe me, they are paying attention in numbers like never before to individuals and the outcomes of these games and the point spreads and all that. That has not diminished at all with regard to its popularity, particularly in football.
Yeah, I concur with that. And it's amazing to me how quickly everything else fades into the background once the game starts, whatever game that is. You know, it doesn't matter if LeBron James has been in the news about his tweets. It doesn't matter if, you know, right. what's going on. Once the whistle blows, or, you know, and the game's underway,
right.
man on second in a, you know, in a tight game, suddenly everybody forgets all that other stuff. And that's the beauty of sports, I suppose.
I think so. And, you know, particularly in what we've all gone through in the last year,
yeah,
for obvious reasons, I think it's been a needed distraction. And I think maybe a few more sports fans were born of that. And, you know, it's not the most important thing in the world. I mean, we all keep it, you know, relative to our lives. Most of us do. That's the hope. It's not the end of the world. I always call it the toy department of the newsroom, you know, and usually, theoretically, what I always say is, you know, I'm reporting on men and women's accomplishments for the most part, and not the disasters. And that's why I personally never could have been a news guy. I would find that just day in, day out a little too weighty.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Like,
yeah.
And I've seen, you know, Barry, over the years I've worked with several different anchor men and women, and not only on my station but been friendly with people on the other stations. And, you know, you don't realize it, but it takes a toll reading about all the negative stuff. I've seen anchor men and women tear up and actually cry during commercials after reading various stories. So when you see these stone faces on the news, I can tell you behind the scenes, it's quite a bit different. They're not robots. And, you know, the stories about things that happen to kids, you know, you really get to these people in particular, you know what I'm saying? So we need a distraction, and sports is the thing, you know?
And we're getting it on the baseball field around the Bay Area right now. Would you have guessed at the end of the first month of the season that the Giants would be in first place?
You know what? I had that pegged all the way, Barry.
let's roll the tape on that and see where find where Mark said that.
Hopefully, you destroy all the tapes that we because you know. I mean, I think you know the Giants, the Red Sox, and the Dodgers on Wednesday night. And the Giants were off yesterday, so it doesn't count, but. They were tied for the best record in all of baseball. Mm-hmm. Those three. Who would have thought the Giants and the Dodgers,
right.
the defending world champs, would have the same record? And the A's just recently had a 13-game win streak. And, you know, we're getting good entertainment along that line. And, you know, and we're heading toward the basketball playoffs. The Warriors have been a huge disappointment, other than Steph Curry. But, you know, it's... you know, it's happening. We have so much stuff every night. Compare a year ago at this time, we were scrounging for anything to say on a sports
camp. Right, right.
It was unbelievable. But now we're overloaded to the point where we're having to ask the executive producer every night, you know, for a little extra time
mm-hmm.
to get all this in. The other night, we had the Warriors, the Sharks, the Giants, the A's. And 49er draft news all on the same night.
Wow,
that's crazy.
That's why the Champions League didn't make it into the sportscast, I guess.
Well, Barry, we did actually get a couple of. What's the name of the young American kid? He's got a very unusual name. He scored the first semifinal goal by an American mm-hmm. the other day.
Christian Pulisic.
Yeah. Are you proud of me on that?
Good job.
By next week, I'll have his name memorized. Pulisic.
Since you brought soccer up, Mark, we really should get our minds focused. It's only a year away from World Cup, and qualifying is going to start soon for the United States, and we have the potential. With this team now, it's maybe the best group of American soccer players that, obviously it's the best group we've ever had because they're playing at the highest levels all around Europe. They draw this team together to play international friendlies now, and it's like an all-star team from European leagues. It's amazing.
Team USA,
mm-hmm.
right?
It's going to be a whole different experience in World Cup this year.
Well, that's great. And you know what I've always said is it will take one charismatic, magnetic American player who, you know, comes out of nowhere and draws the attention and really takes off on one of these worldwide platforms, you know, mm-hmm. World Cup or mm-hmm. the Olympics or something like that. If America could just pull out like one Ronaldo,
right.
you know, kind of a superstar that we could have. I think it would lift soccer more into the eyesight of the common American sports fan. Mm-hmm. That's what it'll take. It'll take like a Tiger Woods breakout player that, you know, you just can't wait to see him. And who knows? Maybe that'll happen.
Yeah,
there's some stars on the rise.
I agree. There's an element there where people need somebody to rally around, like an individual,
right.
more than just a team. And
exactly.
Yeah, that might be coming. Get ready for it.
We need our American Pele.
There you go. All right. On that note, Mark Ibanez, I hope you have a great weekend. It's always a real pleasure to talk with you on Fridays and get ourselves ready for a weekend of sports.
Thanks, Barry. And don't forget, round two of the NFL draft starts about 5 o'clock today. So you can, you know, get in on it, and I'll quiz you next week at this time.
Okay. We'll see how that goes. All right. Take care.
Yeah. All right. I can't wait.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take it easy, man. Yeah, have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.